Jaa. Tänu Jeesus.
Thank you Jesus.
Tänu Jeesus, et sina elad.
Thank you Jesus that you are alive.
Ja tänu, et sa oled oma elu valanud meile aga püha vaimuna meie sisse.
And thank you that through your Holy Spirit you poured your life into our hearts.
Ma palun, et püha vaim tuleks praegu.
And ask you Holy Spirit that you would come now.
Ja juhiks nii seda jutlust.
And you would guide this sermon.
Kui ka puudutaks iga kuulaja südant.
And you would touch the heart of every listener.
Iga üksikud ja erinevad südant.
Every individual heart.
Täpselt nii, nagu sina praegu tahad.
Exactly how you want to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Ma jagan täna siis natukene sõna pühast vaimust.
And I will share a little bit more about the Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimu kohta.
And about the Holy Spirit.
Aga ma loodan ka, et pühast vaimust antun.
And I believe given from the Holy Spirit.
Hiljuti oli neli pühapäev.
And recently we had the Pentecost day.
Ja me piiblist loeme, kuidas sel päeval valati apostlitele välja püha vaim.
And we read in the Bible how on that day the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples.
Apostlitele kui Jeesusesse uskujatele.
And these apostles as people who were believing in Jesus.
Ja tegelikult sellest samast päevast peale.
And from this day onwards.
On püha vaim kättesaadav ka kõigile meile.
Holy Spirit is accessible for all of us as well.
Kes me usume Jeesusesse.
Those who believe in Jesus.
Johannese 7:37 ütleb Jeesus.
John 7:37 Jesus says.
Kellel on janu, see tulgu minu juurde ja joogu.
Whoever is thirsty, come to me and drink.
Kes usub minusse, nagu ütleb kiri.
Who believe in me, as the scripture says.
Selle ihust voolavad elava vee jõed.
From within him, the rivers of living water will flow.
Aga seda ta ütles vaimu kohta, kelle pidid saama temasse uskujad.
Now this is said about the spirit whom those who believed in him were to receive.
Seega ka meie kuulume sinna. And temasse uskujate hulka.
And we are part of this group, those who believe in him.
Ja meile on tõotatud püha vaim.
And the Holy Spirit has been promised for us as well.
Elava vee jõed, nagu Jeesus kirjeldab.
And Jesus describes this here as the rivers of living water.
See on väga ilus võrdlus, elava vee jõed.
It's a very beautiful picture, this living water.
Sest tõesti nagu Helena ka enne ütles, et Jeesus elab.
And like Helena said before, Jesus is alive.
Ja kuidas saaks siis püha vaim, kelle Jeesus saadab, mitte elada?
And how can then the Holy Spirit that Jesus sends not be alive?
Püha vaim ei ole mingi staatiline meeleseisund.
And the Holy Spirit is not just like a static state of mind.
Ta on meie sees ja ta ei seisa seal paigal.
He is within us and he is not static, he is not just standing there in one place.
Ta voolab meisse eluna.
And he can flow into us as life.
Ja ta tegutseb meie sees.
And he can work within us.
Ja mõnikord me ei aimagi, mida ta meie eluga ette võtab.
And sometimes we don't even can begin to imagine what he wants to do with us.
Sest Piibel ütleb ka püha vaimu kohta, et ta on tõe vaim.
And the Bible also says that he is the spirit of truth.
Ja tõe vaim ilmutab meile tõde, mida me ise ei pruugi üldse teadagi.
And this spirit of truth can reveal truths to us that we might not even know.
Ma räägin teile loo, mis juhtus minu elus märtsikuus sellel aastal.
And I will tell you a story from my life, what happened in March.
Minu töö oli sellel hetkel seotud autodega.
And my work, it was to do with cars at that time.
Ja ma üritasin leppida siis kokku mõningates Eesti linnades tööga seotud kokkusaamisi.
And I was trying to set these appointments in different towns in Estonia to do with my work.
Kus ma siis oleksin autod üle vaadanud.
Where I had to inspect those cars.
Ja kuigi ma proovisin nagu absoluutselt väga kaugel teisi linnu, mitte Pärnut.
And I was trying all these towns far away and not Pärnu.
Kust ma muide pärit olen.
Where I'm from.
Siis mingil täiesti arusaamatul põhjusel kõik need üritamised teisi linnu nagu kokkuleppesse saada läksid luhta.
Yeah, no matter what I tried to get these appointments in different towns, it didn't work out.
Ma juba tegelikult olingi sellel hommikul ühes teises linnas.
And I was already in a different town this morning.
Aga siis pidin püha vaim kuidagi juhtis, et ma sain hoopis Pärnusse kokkusaamise ja mulle tundus see väga õige mõte siiski sinna minna.
And the Holy Spirit must have been leading me because I felt to go to Pärnu to do this appointment there.
Ja ma pidin leppima selle autoomanikuga siis kokku saamise kusagil linnas ja kuidagi täiesti endale aru andmata.
And so we had to agree on a meeting point in Pärnu and even without understanding myself.
Ütlesin ma talle selle aadresse, mis on minu sünnikodu hästi lähedal.
I told him this address, which is very close to where I was born.
See on siuke väga,
the house where I was living in.
See on siuke linna ääres väga kõrvaline koht.
And it's quite outside of the town. It's a bit remote place.
Ja ma ei ole kunagi seal varem mingi kokkusaamise selliseid teinud.
And I have never set up any meetings there.
Aga kuidagi pühavaim juht ütles selle läbi minu suu enne välja, kui ma sain aru, et miks seal. Ah, okay.
And the Holy Spirit said this out through my mouth before I realized what place I had agreed with them.
Ja ütlesin ka siis konkreetse kellaaja.
And I set the time for the meeting.
Ja kui ma siis jõudsin sinna kohta sellel kellaajal, mis ma olin ise välja öelnud.
And when I arrived at this place, the time I had set up with this person.
Siis see minu sünnikodu.
This house where I used to live when after I was born.
Kus ma ei olnud enam 20 aastat küll elanud.
And I haven't lived there for 20 years now.
Ja mis oli tühjana seisnud viimased 11 aastat.
And the last 11 years it was completely abandoned.
Põles.
It was on fire.
See oli reaalselt sellel hetkel leekides.
Exactly on the time I arrived there it was on flames.
Ja see maja oli just hiljuti põlema hakanud, niimoodi, et noh, ühesõnaga vaatemäng oli veel mõneks ajaks, aga see oli just hiljuti alanud.
And it just had recently caught the fire, it just had begun the big display of flames.
Ja ma läksin lähemale ja seal oli juba päästeamet kõik ümber.
And I got closer there and the firemen were all there already.
Ja siis üks mees tuli nagu rääkima, et noh, siin väga lähedal ei tohi olla.
And one of the guys came to said, look, don't come too close.
Ja ma küsisin, et noh, et kas mingid kodutud panid selle põlema või mis toimub.
And they asked, like, what happened? Did some homeless people set it on fire?
Ta ütles, et ei, et päästeameti õppus.
They said, no, it's a training for the fire brigade.
See maja nimelt minu vanemad müüsid selle ära ühele elektrijaamale, mida hakkate sinna maja vastu siis ehitama kunagi 11 aastat tagasi.
So 11 years ago my parents had sold the house to the electricity company who were going to build a plant opposite to the house.
Ja nüüd oli see elektrifirma siis annud selle 11 aastat tühjana seisva maja päästeametele, et harjutage kustutamist.
And now this electricity company had given this house that had been empty for 11 years to the fire brigade so you can practice.
Ja täpselt sellel päeval.
And exactly on that day.
Täpselt sellel kellaajal.
Exactly that time.
Oli mul vaja sinna sattuda.
I had to be there.
Ma ei olnud seal väga ammu käinud.
I haven't been there for a long time.
Püha vaim juhtis mind sinna.
Holy Spirit was guiding me there.
Sest tema teadis, et ma millegi pärast pean minema ja nägema seda.
Because he knew for some reason I had to go and see this.
Kuidas mu lapsepõlve kodu põleb ära.
How my childhood home is burning down.
Ja võibolla kui sa üritad samastuda, siis sa mõtled, et noh, et õudne on ja milline lein ja milline äng võis mind tabada.
And maybe if you know you try to put yourself in my place, you might think like, ah, this is terrible, like what sort of disappointment.
Aga nagu ma ütlesin, püha vaim teadis, et ma pidin sinna minema seda vaatama.
But like I said, the Holy Spirit knew I had to go there and see it.
Ja nii ma seal ka vaatasin seda täie rahuga.
And so I was there in complete peace.
Ei olnud mingit ängi ega leina.
And I wasn't grieving over the house at all.
Sest mida mina nägin põlemas.
Because what I saw on flames.
Oli see, mis pidigi ära põlema.
Was what actually had to burn down.
Ma nägin põlemas vanu mälestusi.
I saw my old memories on fire.
Näiteks kogu oma lapsepõlve, kus mu isa oli alkoholik.
Like my whole childhood where my dad was alcoholic.
Ja kus ma põdesin alaväärsuskompleksi.
And when I was suffering from the inferiority complex.
Või kus minu mittekristlikud vanemad juurutasid minusse selliseid väärtushinnanguid.
Or where my non-Christian parents were sort of trying to pass their values on me.
Mis täna, kui ma olen kristlane, minu elus enam ei päde.
So now when I'm Christian, these values don't match my values anymore.
Nii, ma nägin oma vana elu lõpetatuna.
I could actually see my old life burning to the ground.
Ma pidin selle uuesti vastu võtma, et mu vana elu on tõesti nüüd lõpetatud.
I had to receive it again. My old life is completely burned to the ground.
Ja püha vaim teadis seda ja sellepärast ta mind sinna juhtis.
And the Holy Spirit knew this, so he led me there.
Sest Piibel ütleb, et püha vaim on tõe vaim.
The Bible says that the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
Mis on meie sees.
And he lives in us.
Ja kui tema teab seda tõde, et minul on mingid asjad veel vaja kuidagi enda seest välja saada.
And if he sees in my heart some things that he still needs to sort out.
Siis ta juhib mind sinna sellel päeval, sellel kellal ja ütleb, vaata, see on tõesti lõpetatud.
And he can take me to the right place at the right time and say, look, it surely is finished.
Mõnikord püha vaim lihtsalt kutsub meie seest esile teod, et Jumal saaks meie seest tööd teha.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit just like causes us to act in a certain way so he can actually work in our lives.
Püha vaimu Piibel nimetab ka taevaseks väeks.
And the Bible calls the Holy Spirit the power from on high.
Kui me vaatame apostlite tegudes, siis kui püha vaim tuli.
If you look in the book of Acts when the Holy Spirit came.
Siis apostlid said sellise väe kõneleda ja tunnistada Jeesusest ja tema ülestõusmisest.
The disciples received this power to proclaim Jesus's death and resurrection.
Neid ülempreestrid ja vanemad hirmutasid seda tegemast.
And when the high priests and these guys were scaring them not to do so.
Aga kui nad palvetasid, siis Piibel ütleb apostlite 4:31, et nende palve järel kõikus paik, kus nad olid koos.
But the Bible says in chapter 4 and when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken.
Ja nad kõik täideti püha vaimuga.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ja nad kõnelesid Jumala sõna julgesti.
And continued to speak the word of God with boldness.
Jeesus oli öelnud, et te saate väe pühalt vaimult, kes tuleb teie üle.
Jesus had told them, you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit who will be poured out for you.
Ja te peate olema minu tunnistajad Jerusalemas ja kogu Juuda ja Samaria maal.
And you must be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria.
Ja ilma maa äärde.
And to the ends of the earth.
Ja meie samamoodi.
And so are we.
Me peaksime olema julged Jeesuses tunnistama.
We should have this boldness to proclaim Jesus.
Kas sul on see julgus?
Do you have this boldness?
Sul ei oleks seda, kui sul ei oleks püha vaim.
You can't have this without the Holy Spirit.
Siis oleks lihtsalt hull julge.
Then you would be a daredevil.
Võib-olla isegi natukene arutu.
Maybe a little bit not very reasonable.
Sul on vaja seda püha vaimu kui väge.
You need this Holy Spirit as power as well.
Kui võidmist.
As anointing.
See annab sulle selle püha vaimu julguse.
And this will give you the boldness of the Holy Spirit.
Võidmine ja julgus kõnelda Jeesusest.
The anointing and the boldness to speak of Jesus.
See ei pea olema tingimata tänava jutlustamine.
It doesn't have to be preaching on the streets.
Näiteks hiljuti, kui me käisime Pärnus jällegi.
And the recently when we were in Pärnu again.
Me olime külas minu vanematel. Selles kohas, mida nad ostsid pärast seda maja, mis ära põles.
We were visiting them in the house that they bought after the one that burnt down now there, yeah, in the new place.
Ja me kõik ajasime seal toredasti juttu.
And we were all just chit-chatting away.
Aga minu emal ei olnud aega istuda ja kuulata seda.
But my mom didn't have the time to sit down with us and listen to us.
Selle asemel ta sebis kogu aeg ringi.
She was always very busy.
Ja kustutas probleeme, mida ta ise endale ette kujutas.
And she was trying to deal with problems that she was just imagining.
Näiteks lastel on vaja mütsi kindlasti.
And the kids definitely need a hat.
Ja kindlasti keegi ei ole veel saanud maitsta seda kooki või seda salatit või midagi
muud. Maybe somebody hasn't tasted this cake yet or this salad yet or something else yet.
Ja kui me ütlesime, et me vist hakkame nüüd varsti minema.
And when we said, well, we're gonna get going soon.
Siis ema ütles mulle kuidagi väga, väga halvasti.
And my mom just told me very rudely.
Kuidagi, et mis siit käiaks ainult läbi hüppamas või?
And so you just come here to have a quick visit.
Ma ei ole veel normaalset vestlust täna kuulnudki.
I haven't had a normal conversation with anybody yet.
Ma võtsin seda hinge ja mõtlesin, et nüüd sel samal hetkel me lähemegi.
So I really got offended. I thought we're going to leave right now.
Aga püha vaim kuidagi sundis mind istuma ja rahustas mind väga kiiresti maha.
And actually Holy Spirit came and just calmed me down and made me just stay there.
Mul on hea meel, et see niimoodi läks.
I'm really glad that he did this.
Mul on hea meel, et mul on püha vaim, kes lase mul lihtsalt lihast mingeid rumalaid otsuseid teha.
I'm so glad to have this Holy Spirit who doesn't let me do this stupid decisions in flesh.
Sest hetki hiljem ma kallistasin teda.
Because the next moment I was hugging her.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ma lihtsalt muretsen su pärast.
I said, I'm just worried for you.
Sest kui sa niimoodi kujuteldavaid probleeme lahendad.
If you just are like trying to deal with all these problems that you are imagining.
Siis sa lihtsalt ei näe, mis elu vahepeal mööda läheb sinu ümber.
You just cannot see the life that is, you know, passing you by.
Mis toimub su laste ja su laste laste eludes.
What's happening in the lives of your children and grandchildren.
Ja see, millest me seal enne ju vestlesimegi.
And that was exactly that what we were talking about earlier.
Ja see ei olnud see, et kas ma olen kartulis salatit juba jõudnud süüa.
And it wasn't about me, whether I had eaten the potato salad yet or not.
Ja täiesti jällegi planeerimatult püha vaim.
And again, you know, without any plan, the Holy Spirit.
Enne kui ma aru sain, pani mind rääkima.
Before I even realized, he gave me the tongue to speak.
Seda Marta ja Maarja lugu.
This is a story of Martha and Mary.
Kus ka Martal ei olnud aega kuulata, mida Jeesus räägib.
Where Martha did not have time to listen to what Jesus was speaking.
Ja kuidagi sujuvalt jõudsin jälle selleni, mida Jeesus on minu elus teinud ja et ma usun Jeesust.
And I could, you know, go on to say about what Jesus had done for me and that I believe in him.
Mu ema ei ole täielikult Jeesust veel vastu võtnud.
My mom hasn't received Jesus fully yet.
Aga püha vaim ikka jälle juhib mind nagu neid seemneid temasse panem, ilma et ma seda planeeriks ette.
But the Holy Spirit is leading me to sow these seeds, you know, even without me planning it.
Kui ta viimati ka täiesti murtuna telefonis mulle kurtis oma raskete elu.
When the last time when she was on the phone complaining about her hard life.
Ja kui minul samal ajal ei olnud juba mõnda aega olnud tööd ja meil oli ka väga raske tegelikult.
And at that point I hadn't had a job for a while and we were in a quite hard situation.
Siis ma ei hakanud vastu halama ja koos nutma seal telefoni otsas.
I wasn't starting to complain in return and so we can cry on the phone together.
Vaid lihtsalt püha vaim lükkas üle mu huulte.
And the Holy Spirit could speak through me.
Et piibel, milles see mina usun.
The Bible that I believe in.
Seal Jeesus ütleb.
Jesus says in there.
Et kes teist suudab muretsemisega oma elule kas või küünregi lisada.
Who can add a single moment to their lives by worrying?
Jälle seeme.
Again a little seed.
Ja ema otsad. Wow, väga hästi öeldud.
And mom said, oh, this is really well said, isn't it?
Et see ei pea olema see tänava evangelism.
It doesn't necessarily have to be preaching on the streets.
Püha vaim peab andma seda võidmist ja julgust täiesti väikestel hetkedel.
Holy Spirit needs to give this boldness and this anointing in
neid
small situations as well to sow these seeds.
Ja ta teeb seda.
And he will do that.
Ja viimaseks.
And lastly.
Me näeme, et püha vaim andis apostlitele väe tervendada.
And we see that the Holy Spirit gave the disciples the power to heal.
Läbi tervendamise teha neid tunnustähti.
And through healing actually to the signs and wonders.
Peetrus ütles jalutule.
And Peter said to the lame man.
Hõbedatega kulda mulle ei ole.
I don't have silver or gold.
Aga mis mul on?
But what I have.
Seda ma annan sulle.
I give to you.
Jeesuse Kristuse, Natsaretlase nimel.
In the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth.
Tõuse ja kõnni.
Get up and walk.
Ja ta tõusis ja kõndis.
And he got up and he walked.
Ja apostlite käte läbi sündis palju tunnustähti ja imetegusid rahva seas.
And a lot of healing and miracles happened through the hands of the apostles.
Aga seda väge ja seda eluvett, nagu me rääkisime, seda elava väe jõge.
And this power and this the river of the living water.
Mis sai nüüd ka haigete sisse voolata ja need elustada.
Now it could flow into these people who were sick and give life to them.
Seda väge ei ole meie sees, see on püha vaim.
We don't have this power within us, it is the Holy Spirit.
Ja väga paljud teist teavad, et ka mind on Jumal täiesti imeliselt tervendanud.
A lot of you know that God has healed me wonderfully as well.
Ma ei hakka siis pikalt seda täna ümber uuesti jutustama.
I won't tell you the long story again today.
Kes ei tea, siis lihtsalt see oli üks 25 aastat minuga käinud probleem.
So who don't know, it was a problem I had had for 25 years.
Mis kadus kaks aastat tagasi umbes.
Which actually got healed 2 years ago.
Niimoodi.
Like this.
Ega ole kunagi tagasi tulnud.
And it's never been back.
Sest...
Because
Püha Vaim kasutas inimest, kes minu eest palvetas.
Because the Holy Spirit used the person who was praying for me.
Ja jällegi rääkides julgusest.
To talk about boldness again.
Püha Vaim annab selle julguse.
Holy Spirit can give this boldness.
Mitte ainult väe.
Not only the power.
Sest selleks peab olema Püha Vaimu julgus, et minna inimesest palvetama.
Because you need this power or the boldness of the Holy Spirit to go and pray for somebody.
Kui sul just väga kõrge enese hinnang ei ole.
Unless you have a really high self-esteem.
Siis sa tead, et sinul ei ole väga tervendada.
Then you know that you don't have this power in your flesh to heal somebody.
Kuidas sa siis lähed tema juurde, paned käed peale?
How can you go to somebody and put your hands on them to heal them?
Ja ütled, et tervene.
Just get healed.
Aga ta teab, et Püha Vaim on tema sees.
But he knows that the Holy Spirit is within him.
Ja Jeesuse Kristuse nimi on nii vägev.
And the name of Jesus Christ is so powerful.
Ja ta laseb sellel pühal vaimul läbi enda tööd teha.
So he can let the Holy Spirit work through him.
Usus.
In faith.
Pärast minu tervenemist ma olen seda lugu paljudes kohtades rääkinud.
After I got healed, I've shared this story in many places.
Ka eelmine nädal oli jälle täiesti uutele kristlastele võimalik seda rääkida.
Last week I had a chance to share it with some people I hadn't shared before.
Ja vahetult pärast seda, kui see tervenemine oli juhtunud.
And just shortly after I received this healing.
Siis ma avastasin, et millegi pärast.
I realized for some reason.
Pärast seda tunnistust.
After this testimony.
Inimesed tulevad minu juurde.
People come to me.
Kas sa palvetaksid minu eest ka?
Can you pray for me as well?
Mina?
Me?
Mind tervendati.
I got healed.
Ega mina ei tervenda.
I didn't heal anybody.
Aga siis ma sain aru, et... Ma pean olema usus julge.
I then realized that in faith I need to be bold as well.
Püha Vaim.
Holy Spirit.
Oli see, kes mind tervendas.
Was the one who healed me.
Ja kui mina olen usus Jeesuses.
And when I am in faith in Jesus.
Siis Jeesus kasutab ka mind.
Jesus can use me as well.
Läbi Püha Vaima.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Nii et kokkuvõtvalt.
Just to give a little bit of conclusion.
Püha Vaim tuleb tõena.
The Holy Spirit comes as truth.
Ja ka meie sees tegema tegusid.
And he can work in our lives.
Ta annab meile väe ja võidmise.
He can give us the power and anointing.
Ta täidab meid elava vee jõena.
He can fill us with this river of the living water.
Kuidas seda saada?
How to receive it?
Piibel ütleb.
The Bible says.
Nägimeni Jeesus piibis.
Jesus in the Bible says.
Kes usub minusse?
Whoever believes in me.
Selle ihust voolavad elava vee jõed.
From that person the rivers of living water will flow.
Kas me usume Jeesusesse?
Do we believe in Jesus? Yay!
Ja. Seega on tõotus antud.
There is this promise.
Me saame Püha Vaima.
We can receive the Holy Spirit.
Ei pea täitma mingit avaldust.
You don't need to fill in this
application.
Application, thank you.
Ega kuue kuu konto välja võtad.
And you don't need to give the 6 months statements from your bank.
On vaja lihtsalt uskuda Jeesusesse.
Just need to believe in Jesus.
Ja nagu Luuka 11 ütleb, kui nüüd teie, kes olete kurjad.
And Luke 11 says, you know, you, though you are evil.
Oskate anda häid ande oma lastele.
Know how to give good gifts to your children.
Kui palju enam isa taevast.
How much more the Father in heaven.
Annab Püha Vaimu neile, kes teda paluvad.
We'll give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
Lihtsalt palu.
All you have to do is ask.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's respond to this, what God is saying through this message right now.
Ja vastame nüüd sellele sõnumile, mis me praegu kuulsime.
You know, I was saying before.
Nagu ma ütlesin varem.
In Psalm 100.
Et psalm 100.
The Bible says.
People ütleb.
David says.
David ütleb.
He is our God.
Tema meie Jumal.
For he made us.
Tema tegi meid.
We belong to him.
Me kuulume talle.
We are the sheep of his flock.
Me oleme tema karjalambad.
It's so good to remember.
See on nii hea seda meenutada.
That we have been chosen.
Et me oleme valitud.
We are part of his flock.
Et me oleme osa tema karjast.
The Bible says we can hear his voice.
Ja Piibel ütleb, me võime tema häält kuulda.
And he's a good shepherd.
Ja ta on hea karjane.
And he will lead us to a good pasture.
Ja ta juhatab meile nagu heale karjamaale meid.
So we can get everything we need.
Me võime kõik saada, mis meil on vaja.
And one thing we desperately need.
Üks asi, mis me kindlasti väga vajame.
Is the Holy Spirit.
On püha vaim.
We are his people.
Me oleme tema inimesed.
So you know, in the world there's two types of people.
Ja maailmas on kahte sorti inimesi.
It's logical, you know this.
Ja see on loogiline.
There are his people.
On nagu Jumala inimesed
and all the other people.
Ja kõik teised inimesed.
The Bible says you are a new creation in him.
Ja Piibel ütleb, me oleme uus loodud temas.
So now we are his people.
Nüüd me oleme tema inimesed.
And we are different from all the other people.
Ja me erineme teistest inimestest.
There's a big difference.
Ja see on suur vahe.
Because you belong to his flock.
Sest sina kuulud nagu Jumala karja.
What does that mean?
Mis see tähendab?
It means that all these things Meelis was talking about, they actually apply to your life.
Ja see tähendab kõik see, mis see Meelis ütles, et see on meie elu kohta nagu käib.
It's real.
See on nagu päris.
We can trust in it.
Me võime seda usaldada.
We can trust in his provision.
Võime nagu usaldada tema nagu varustatus.
Because we are on his team.
Sest me oleme tema nagu meeskonnas.
We are part of his people.
Me oleme osa nagu tema inimestest.
Everything that is promised.
Üks kõik, mis on lubatud.
It is for his people.
See on nagu tema inimestele.
So this is for us.
See on meile siis.
You know, the forgiveness of sins.
Patud andeks andmine.
It's for his people.
See on tema inimestele.
The promise of the Holy Spirit.
Ja siis see püha vaimuga lubadus.
It's for his people.
See on jälle tema inimestele.
This is a special group of people on planet Earth.
Et see ei ole nagu mingi spetsiaalsetel inimestel siin planeedi peal.
We are the special people.
Ja me oleme need erilised inimesed, privilegeeritud.
Access to Father.
Meil on nagu liigipääs Jumalale.
So let's not forget this because it's important.
Ja ärme unusta seda, et see on nagu tähtis.
Because it can change what happens to us right now.
Et see muudab seda, saab muuta seda, mis praegu meiega juhtub.
So why don't we stand up?
Et nagu tõuseme kõik püsti praegu.
Because we just need more of the Holy Spirit.
Me vajame rohkem püha vaimu.
And we want to meet the Holy Spirit.
Ja me on vaja püha vaimu.
Because we cannot be bold really without him.
Ja me ei saa olla nagu siuke julge ilma temata.
We cannot really proclaim the gospel without him.
Ja me ei saa nagu kuulutada evangeeliumi ilma temata, nagu Meelis ütles.
We cannot receive or give healing without him.
Me ei saa nagu vastu võtta tervenemist ka ilma temata.
But we have him, so that's the good news.
Aga meil on tema, see on hea uudis.